Kid Chris Show, EBN, our secret celebrity, is on the phone. I don't know who it is. Meat doesn't know who it is. Dubs and Thomas both know, so we're going to get clues here. Go ahead, Thomas. You have clues. Is that
I have four of them.
Let me pick up first.
Okay.
All right.
I get nervous with these because I don't know if it's someone from my past I'm going to fight with or something.
No, it's not.
Oh, okay.
She's very laughing. Fired up. Okay. As you can tell. Laughing. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not mad at you.
Ooh. Okay, have we spoke to this person before?
No.
No.
She has a sexy voice.
Yeah. All right, do you want a clue right now?
Yes.
Crocker, White, and Ford.
What? Crocker? Wait a minute. Betty, Crocker, Betty White, Betty Ford. So Betty somebody. Right? No.
Yeah, it's not from the Golden Girls.
Yeah.
Now, is this person, you can do yes or no for this. Are you an actress?
Go ahead. Yes.
Yes. Is she more famous for movies or TV, Thomas?
Movies.
Oh, okay.
Have you done any topless scenes?
Oh, my God. Yes.
Oh, dang it.
Very briefly.
I'm telling you, my first clue was the best one.
Didn't think your best clue was the best
oh,
one.
Oh, come on.
What? Do you have a clue that you could tell us?
I know Moon. Who it is. I know who
what?
It is.
Dude? Wait, who?
Oh my God.
It's Betty Child.
Yes.
From Your Invention of Nerds.
No.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
That's my pop.
Oh my God. Yes.
But her real name is Julia Montgomery.
No, it's Betty Child.
Yeah. Didn't I tell you they'd be fired up? I told you they'd be excited.
Okay, if everybody could leave the room and just have her and I talk, please.
No.
Yeah, that's right. We have some things to discuss.
Alpha betas are okay if you like big socks. We prefer your high IQs to their great big jocks.
Lambda. Okay, mate, stop.
Now she's going, oh,
hey, well, you
crap.
Know,
guys, oh, my God, I'm totally flushed. That's hysterical that you know it like that. That was a beautiful rendition, by the way.
Thank
but you.
You
know that this show, oh, you wouldn't know this, but this show, we live on this movie.
Yeah, this is
movie,
one of our Bibles.
Yes. I mean, you don't get it. We just had on Booger. Was
yeah, Curtis.
On. Yeah.
No, I do believe it because I think that somehow that comes across that we just had so much fun. It was beyond belief.
Oh,
yeah. I mean, I fell in love with a nerd, for God's sake.
I know.
You don't go back.
Hey, well, listen, I don't know if you know this. On our show, we banned the N-word. Okay, we don't say nerd. now, you know, this was a funny thing is, you know, we've talked about this with, you know, several of the cast members is
right.
The funny thing about this is it's like, you know, it's Revenge of the Nerds. And ultimately the revenge is sexual assault on you. You're a victim.
Well, and yet at the same time, I hate to say this will sound bad, but it was so pleasurable that by the time we got to the moonwalk, I was
you were ready.
Shocked, but I was ready. I was ripe and ready.
Yeah, yeah.
And,
you know, nothing says love like drilling holes in a wall and watching you unchange.
Yeah, technique is everything.
Now, are you married? In your personal, are you married now?
Yes, I am.
Now, what?
I'm married, and I have two nerd children.
Oh, you do? How old are your children?
One boy, one girl. My younger is a boy. My 13-year-old is a boy, and my 16 is a girl.
Now, hold on a second. Now, do they?
Uh-oh.
Have they seen the movie?
I'm still trying to both hide it from my son.
Uh-huh.
I'm afraid to ask. My daughter's like, Mom, I've seen the movie.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Madeline, don't say anything. Like, you know, like I'm going out on these different appearances and my son's bragging at school and I'm thinking, please.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't think he's fully seen the movie, which is okay with me.
Yeah. If he comes home one day and goes, that's my pie.
at some point, it's going to break and I'm going to be really, I don't know what to say.
He's
going to
be embarrassed and proud at the same time because mom's body is kicking in that movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, when you look back, I don't know, like, you know, I don't want to get into the financial side of it, though, but I would think that the Revenge of the Nerds, if it was me, I don't care what I made in that movie. I would look back at that and go, I don't care. That's a piece of work right there.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, how much money did you make on this Revenge of the Nerds film?
No, that's not. How much did you get paid?
That's very personal.
You ask all the weird questions.
Topless.
We're trying to have fun.
Topless part's good.
The honest to God truth, and I'm not crossing anything, is... I don't remember, but it wasn't was not a lot. But we all did it. You know, we all did. Well, I did it because I was going to be the lead.
Yeah.
But no, it was not a lot. I don't remember the dollar signs. But no, it wasn't enough.
I will fly you out here if I can. If you leave me a key and I can sneak into the room.
No, we can
recreate that scene. Come on, I'm a nerd.
You'll have to be more creative than
yeah,
that.
Yeah, he's a tri-lam.
I'm hung like UN.
Oh my God. Listen to you guys. You are cracking me up.
Hey, now listen, I appreciate you being on with us and being such a good sport. And I mean, this is awesome. And congratulations, 30-year anniversary right here.
Yep. Thank you. Thank you so much. And this has been a total blast.
Good.
So keep up the good work over there. You guys are a riot.
Yeah, we're great at stalking people. Yep. Thank you very much.
See you, Julia. Right.
Okay, talk to you soon.
All right, bye-bye.
I love you.
Bye-bye. Okay, bye.
This
Betty Judge.
Oh, won't you take a piece of pie and we'll do the rest? And then Betty goes, "The Sisters of Pie would like to accept your invitation because that's the party."
Yeah, yeah.
And then,
yeah.
And then the pies screw them over.
Yeah, yeah. But then they start walking away, going. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right.
And that's when like Tekashi goes, "Hair pie."
It's the Kid Chris Show. It's 102.7 WEBN.